A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why is it necessary that what Jesus has done is repeated so often? His coming into the world, his endurance, the cross, his resurrection, and his ascension. Why is it that it is repeated so often? Well, it's for a very good reason, and in this context here, it is so that we can lay aside every weight and sin and run the race. Because without looking to Jesus, who is the one who is the beginner, if you want, of our faith, the author, the one who planned it all out, and the one who finishes the course for us, determines how we should run, where we should run. Remembering him and what he did for us, it is through that we are enabled to lay aside every weight and sin. Si dingu bega pansi lezi zinto ezisindayo nezono. Si bega kuJesu owasihlelela indlela. Because he has done all this for us, therefore we are enabled through his strength, through what he accomplished on the cross, through his death, resurrection, and ascension. And now that he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, the implication is, and he intercedes for us there. Therefore, let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us. If you don't do that, dear friend, you'll find that you will attempt so often to lay aside the things that are heavy and the sin that easily entangles itself around you, and yet you will fail again and again because you're looking in the wrong direction. If you keep on looking at your feet and the things that you get entangled with and you don't look up, you'll find it is impossible to lay aside these things that tangle around your ankles. So we need to be doing both things. Don't just ignore the weight and the sin. Look at it because we are told to in verse 1. But do it while you look to Jesus, who accomplished the way for us to lay aside these things.